67,000 people currently use Utah's Women, Infants, and Children's Program, or WIC. Linda Sheely, vendor manager for the state's program, explains how it works.
It's a program that provides nutritional foods for low-income families with a nutritional risk. It provides vitamins A, C, and D, healthy foods. It's different from food stamps in that the items that the participant can purchase are specific items.
Specific items like whole wheat bread sold in 16-ounce loaves, something that used to be provided by Hostess.
Before Hostess went out of business, we had Sara Lee plus Wonder Bread plus Home Pride. And when Hostess Brands went out of business, it made it almost impossible for us to get bread in all of the grocery stores across the state, especially in the rural areas.
That's because Hostess owned Wonder Bread and Home Pride, two of the three brands that were delivering the most bread to WIC users. Now, Dave Davis, president of the Utah Food Association, says he's working with WIC providers to get more companies making bread that fits the federal guidelines and more trucks delivering the Sara Lee bread that already is approved out to rural areas.
Bimbo Bakeries has stepped up in a big way, specifically to try to get this size and type of bread out to these rural communities. They've partnered with Associated Food Stores to be able to put these items on the Associated Food Stores trucks that are going out to these other areas.
Recently, the Smith's brand 16-ounce 100% whole wheat was authorized for WIC clients. And in the coming weeks, Dunford Bakers will begin providing two new 16-ounce varieties that are WIC approved as well. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.